Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in Romans 2, we're in verses 17 through 21. Now, if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast of God and know His will and are able to discern what is important since you are instructed from the law, and if you are confident that you are a guide for the blind and a light for those in darkness, that you are a trainer of the foolish and teacher of the simple. Because in the law you have the formation of knowledge and truth. Then you who teach another, are you failing to teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? Paul, making his Jewish brothers know they have a lot of truth to show the Gentiles, because they already follow the law of the Lord, presenting them from stumbling while engaging the truth of God's word. We can't ignore this fact, because by calling yourself saved, redeemed, or entitled, you yourself know and practice the law of the Lord in every step we take, giving us an upper hand when teaching the simple or the foolish, maintaining a confidence of salvation that allows us to overcome all admonishment by the unknowing and the unlearned, remaining confident until our last breath. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. And continue to pray for our children aloud, Alexandra, Alan, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. And pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. Prayers for those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today. We ask for peace in the name of Jesus. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In His precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 to page today. My poem comes from my practice, prayer, and proclamation of Romans 2, verses 17 through 21. It's a three-stanza poem. I take that back. It's a four-stanza poem. It's titled, Foolish Trainer Approves. Jew yourself call, God boasting law, will his fall, instructing importance maul. Guiding confidence you, blind guide true, darkness light proof, foolish trainer approves. Simple teacher, yes, knowledge formation press, truth speaker confess, stealing preacher lest. Stealing no, truth show, law known, yourself grown. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's October 28th, 2021, and I'm recording this morning at 7:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us in our podcast, that means you know about our impromptu poetry. We look around and always share a little bit of something that's going on with us in our surroundings. Purple is on my mind today, the madness of truth. Purple cloak of Jesus made him a king, no doubt is true. And we ask for Jesus to give us strength to understand his truth we always know that salvation is for everyone. That includes me and you. Amen. To my good friends, John and Marie, God bless you guys. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you. As we close in the name of Jesus. We should be closing right at about 6:03. We lift up the name of Jesus. Share with us the beauty of salvation in the name of Jesus. Amen.